Doctor from India pays $14 million fine for U.S. Medicaid fraud. By Warner Todd Houston on April 7, 2026. Dr. Jitesh Patel, an Indian national, and his company, Advanced Urology Incorporated, has been ordered to pay $14 million in penalties after being convicted of filing false Medicaid claims. Patel will pay the restitution to settle his violations of the False Claims Act and the Georgia False Medicaid Claims Act by billing federal health care programs, including Medicare and Medicaid, for a series of urological and diagnostic procedures that were not performed or were medically unnecessary. The case is part of a growing trend of Medicaid and Medicare fraud in America. Medical corruption has risen sharply since the federal government began importing wealth-seeking foreign doctors to replace U.S.-style medical professionals. Watch, VP Vance hosts first meeting of President Trump's task force to eliminate fraud. Physicians commit fraud when they seek payment for medically unnecessary procedures or bill for services they never performed, said U.S. Attorney Theodore S. Hertzberg of the Northern District of Georgia in a press release. Our office will not tolerate abuse of patients or misuse of government funds, and we will enforce the False Claims Act to hold wrongdoers accountable. Dr. Patel is considered a leader in this field and received several awards like Atlanta Top Doc, Top 40 and Under 40, etc. He studied medicine from the Temple University Schools of Medicine, The Times of India reported. The investigation was launched after an employee of Patel's Advanced Urology Incorporated alerted officials to the company's fraudulent practices. A former doctor of the company also filed a whistleblower complaint, also accusing Patel of fraud. The whistleblowers alleged, among other things, that Advanced Urology's organization was designed to maximize revenue for Dr. Patel and others by performing medically unnecessary procedures and tests, by engaging in the following practices, among others, the U.S. Attorney's Office stated. Watch, zombies? FCC discovered Newsom's California had over 94,000 dead people getting federal benefits. Investigators found that Patel's clinic performed numerous unnecessary tests on patients so they could be billed to Medicare and Medicaid. Tests included cystoscopy and retrograde pyelogram procedures, as well as electromyography tests. Patel reportedly also ordered thousands of unnecessary ultrasound tests, including duplex ultrasounds and retroperitoneal ultrasounds. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not state whether any patients were injured or harmed by the batteries of unnecessary testing, but the issue raises worries about the safety of patients. Recently, a doctor from Ecuador was arrested for illegally treating patients in Pennsylvania. A similar case occurred in California this month concerning hospice services. You wouldn't believe it, but illegal aliens are practicing medicine and working in healthcare roles across the U.S. Unlicensed doctors running cash clinics. South Korean nationals forging medical documents. Undocumented aides giving direct patient care in nursing homes and pic.twitter.com/ictclrp. Chief_Engineer, at Chief Engineers, April 7, 2026. Dr. Rajiv Bhuva, an Indian national, was investigated for charging more than $71 million in hospice services to the government. Bhuva claimed to have cared for 2,800 terminally ill patients in 2024, where the average for other doctors is only about 140 per year. New, Tuesday CBS Mornings aired part 2 of the CBS News investigation on hospice and Medicare fraud in California. Correspondent Adam Yamaguchi found one man, Dr. Rajiv Bhuva, has submitted claims alleging to have cared for nearly 2,800 patients at 126 hospices. pic.twitter.com/wx9md6j1er. Curtis Hauk, at Curtis Hauk, April 7, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.